Okay. Hare Krishna. Let me quickly share the code too. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you all for joining us today on this on today's what is it, class on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Today we will be discussing from Madhya Kanda, chapter 2, and this would be text 124 onwards. We are very, very fortunate to have His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhu with us today on the call. And he is going to take, he's going to enlighten us on this topic. So before we get started, I'd like to read the Srila Prabhupada quote for today. A leader must be peaceful, self-controlled, austere, pure, tolerant, honest, wise, learned, and religious. This is a letter to Karandara on July 27th, 1973. Let me see if Prabhuji is on the call. Oh, yes, Prabhuji is on the call. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining us once again. And thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association. Prabhuji, do you want us to share the screen, the verses, or?
Yeah, you can. Or I have.
Okay.
You can share the screen for everybody's benefit.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasutim Vyasam Tato Jem Girayam Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhakti Bhakti Nashtiki Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Nakhayate Girim Yatkribatam Ahamande Shri Guru Dhinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And continuing the reading, Madhya Khanda, second chapter, text 124 onwards. Chaitanya Bhagavat is very important text in the context of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life, his teachings. And we see in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that he has elaborated those parts which Vrindavan Das Thakur has not elaborated upon. So we also find lot of elaborations by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat that we don't find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, both books, although Srila Prabhupada wrote commentary for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is also a very important book for all aspiring devotees following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very important book for us to understand. Therefore, we read this book and study this book as well. So this is the second chapter of Madhya Khanda, is where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to, we are reading that section where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to begin his manifestations to Srivast Thakur and all the other confidential associates, all the Parshadas. So before that, just before that portion begins, is this what we are reading today. So text 124 onwards, second chapter. Tathapiha antara dukhita shachihaya bahiraya putra pache ei manabhaya. Mother Sachi, however, continued to feel anxiety out of fear that her son would leave home. Commentary. The word bahiraya means to go out. But in this case, it means to leave or give up one's family life, or to give up household life and accept sannyasa, or the life of a wandering mendicant. So here we see in this shloka, Shachi Mata, she is worried. She is worried that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to leave, in the sense that he is going to accept sannyas. So that is something that actually Shachi Mata is, she is getting some premonition that, because if you take Shachi Mata's situation, it's very interesting in the sense that Shachi Mata, she is at this stage where we are reading, she is completely dependent only on her son, Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because her husband has passed away. The elder son left home, took sannyas, and then now he is also missing. So Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is her only solace. And previous to this, when you have read, you would have read how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and that is giving a lot of worry to Sachi Mata. And fortunately or unfortunately, all the people around her are advising her that, you know, your son is going mad. Give him this treatment, give him that treatment, like that. Typical, you know, friendly advice that we get when we are undergoing distress. So, similarly, Sachi Mata is undergoing distress, looking at these manifestations expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is not able to understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this. And she is getting this type of advice from all these people. It's only when Srivas Pandit comes and sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is the one who actually gives some solace to Sachi Mata, because he understands what is going on. So it's very important to always have the association of those who can understand factually what is going on. Otherwise, it will simply cause distress. So, Sachi Mata's anxiety is being expressed in this shloka number 124. Moving on. Ei mate ache prabhu vishwambara rai keta ne janite pare yadi na janai. In this way, Lord Vishwambara resided in Navadvip. Who can know him unless he reveals himself? So, this shloka is specific to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this context. At the same time, this shloka is also applicable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether in his form as Lord Gauranga or whether in his form as Lord Krishna, his original Lord Krishna manifestation or any of his manifestations. Eimate ache prabhu के जाने के ताने जानीते पारे यदि न जानाया हु कैन नो हिम अनलेस ही रिवील्स हिमसेल्फ. The commentary, it says, regarding the second line of this verse in Shvetashvatara Upanishad, it is stated, Saveti Vedyam Nacha Tasya Veta. Nobody knows him, yet he is the knower and the object of knowledge. In Mundaka Upanishad and Katha Upanishad, it is stated, Yam Evaisha Vrinate Tena Labhyas Tasya is Atma Vivrunate Tanum Swam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 29th shloka. Brahma prays to Lord Krishna as follows. Atapite deva padambujadvaya prasadalesha anugrihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan. Nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of God are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. In Stotra Ratna, it is stated, Naivasura Prakritya Prabhavanti Bodhum. Those influenced by demoniac principles cannot realize you. And Pashyanti Kechit Anisham Twat Ananya Bhava. But your unalloyed devotees are always able to see you under all circumstances. The Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 6, text 82 and 87, it is stated, Kripa vina ishwarere keha nahi jane. One can understand the Supreme Personality of God at only presence. And Panditiyadye ishwara tattva jnana kabhunahe. You cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God simply by scholarship. Actually, understanding the Supreme Lord is a very great science. And it is only by our ignorance, or it is only due to our ignorance, we think that we know Him. It is only out of our ignorance we think that we know who the Lord is. We think we know the Lord's plans. We think, you know, the Lord is acting this way because of this. Everything is left to our thinking. And that thinking is simply yet another manifestation of our avidya. But factually, one must understand that Ketane janite pare yadina janaye. Who can know him unless he reveals himself? Unless the Lord reveals himself, nobody can understand him. So all scholarly pursuits to try and understand the Lord. Even in the Vedic system of study and approach, we understand that the Jnana Marga, the path of knowledge, will take one only up to the level of Brahman. Beyond that, to understand. And if you approach through the Yoga Marga, you will also understand the Paramatma feature of the Lord. The personally impersonal or the impersonally personal, as we can say. But in order to understand that full-fledged transcendental personality of the Supreme Lord, it is not possible unless he reveals himself. So, it is stated in the Upanishads, Saveti Vedyam Na Cha Tasya Veta. He is the only one to be known actually. Vedyam means to be known. But nobody knows him. Na Cha Tasya Veta. Nobody knows him. मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये. There are thousands of people trying to know who Krishna is. But Krishna says that hardly one knows me in truth. That is the actual fact. The actual fact is hardly anybody can understand Krishna. And that is our problem. Because we don't understand Krishna. We don't understand the ways of Krishna. So we are always bewildered as to why. So many why questions in our intellect. So many whys in our mind. So many questions because we don't understand Krishna. And we don't understand Krishna because Krishna is not revealing himself to us. Why? Why is Krishna not revealing himself to us? Krishna is the supreme, absolute, independent personality. And we must always rest all our questions, arguments, finally on this point that he is the Abhigyaswarat. He is supremely independent. He is all-knowing. So, we can only ask for, or we can only pray for, we can only beg for his mercy, that please mercifully reveal yourself to me. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand. So, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting that part of that side of his personality that was very intensely associated with the purpose of his incarnation. So that is the symptom that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting, but hardly anybody can understand. So that is why Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur here is saying that he was simply acting like this and nobody can understand him because he is not revealing himself so easily. And we understand that revealing also, what does it mean? Because in Mahabharata also we see Krishna, he is going as the messenger of the Pandavas to Duryodhana's court to request on behalf of the Pandavas for peace. He's going there. And then Krishna also shows one type of universal form. But then nobody could see. In the sense, even people saw, they couldn't understand. They could not understand. Prabhupada, in one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada says, how only hardly somebody like Bhishma could actually understand what is going on. Of course, Vidura understood what is going on, so that is why he left early. But rest of them, they simply could not understand. Simply could not understand. That is why Kunti Devi in her prayers, she says that, you know, Maya Yavani Gacha Ajna Dorshadamokhi. He will put that cover of Maya so he cannot understand. And he won't reveal himself so easily because that is gained only by very few. So, for aspiring devotees, for devotees who are practicing, devotees, sadhakas, engaged in sadhana, you must understand that this is the task at hand, that is to get the Supreme Lord to reveal himself to us. That is our goal and sole aim. Ekadina Prabhu Gada Dara Kari Sange Advaita Dekhite Prabhu Chali Lena Range. One day the Lord happily went with Gadadhara to see Advaita Acharya. Advaita Dekhila Giya Prabhu Dui Jana Vasiya Karena Jala Tulasi Sevana. When they arrived, the two Prabhu saw Advaita Acharya sitting and worshipping the Lord with Ganges water and tulsi leaves. Text 128. Dui Bhuja Asphalia Bale Hari Hari Kshane Hase Kshane Kande Apana Pasari. Advaita raised his two arms and loudly chanted Hari Hari. He completely forgot himself as he laughed one moment and cried the next. Mahamatta Simhayena Karaye Hunkar Krodha Dekhi Yena Maharudrayavatar. He roared like an intoxicated lion. His wrath was so intense, it appeared that the great Rudra had advented. Advaite dekhiba matra Prabhu Vishwambar Padila Murchida Hai Prithivi Upar. As soon as Lord Vishwambara saw Advaita, he fell unconscious to the ground. Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabala Hey Mora Prananatha Janila Sakala. By dint of his devotion, the mighty Advaita could recognize, here is the Lord of my life. Now here we see the example of previous shloka. Srila Vrindavanadas Thakur is discussing that it is possible only when the Lord reveals himself. Possible only when the Lord reveals himself, then only we can see the Lord, then only we can understand the Lord. Then only we can understand the purpose of the Lord, or at least try to gain some understanding. Purpose of the Lord's activities. But in this shloka, text 131, Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabala Eimora Prananatha Janila Sata. It says here that Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabala, the mighty Advaita, Bhakti Yoga Prabhave, by dint of his devotion. What did you understand? Eimora Prananatha Janila Sakala. He could understand, he could recognize, here is the Lord of mine. Understanding the Supreme Lord to be the Lord of one's life, that is possible by dint of bhakti. Lord Sri Krishna reveals this to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord himself confirms that bhaktya mam abhijanati avanyascha smitat. In truth, if you want to understand, factually, if one wants to understand the Lord, that is possible only through bhakti. So, same thing here is spoken there. Bhakti yoga prabhave advaita. So, by dint of his devotion, by the power of his devotion, Advaita Acharya could recognize that Eimora Prananatha, that here is Krishna, here is Lord Gauranga, is my Prananatha, is the Lord of my life. Actually, for the living entity, understanding this basic truth or fact. Prananatha. There is only one Lord for everyone. And only He is there. And everything else is a temporal reality. There is no substance to anything else. There is only substance to this relationship between Jiva and this. Nothing else is substantive, substantial, this is substance. And that can be understood only through Bhakti Yoga. So when we see, when we study Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the middle six chapters are dealing with the very confidential subject matter that is related to Bhakti. And that is starting with chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, where the beginning Krishna tells Arjuna, Maya Asakta Manav Partha Yogam Yam Jatmadashraya Asamchayam Samagram Maam Yathajnyasasi Takshrama. Hearing from me, Takshrano, you hear from me. Yathajnyasasi. You hear from me and you understand. What? Asamchayam Samagram. Without a doubt, samagram, fully. How do you, by hearing, this understanding will come? How? Maya sakta manaspat. With mind completely absorbed in Krishna. My asaktamana. The mind is always, mind's asakti is always towards everything other than Krishna. But Krishna, at the very beginning of the instruction of knowing the Absolute, is telling Arjuna, my asaktamana partha. Partha simply, we have to attach your mind to me. And yogam yun jan madasraya. You know, madasraya. Taking shelter of me. Taking shelter of me. Yogam. So that's actually practicing that yoga which in which the mind is completely attached to Krishna. And taking shelter, Madhasraya taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna says, hear from me how that happens. So that is how seventh chapter he will start discussing about how this knowledge, who surrenders, who doesn't surrender, etc. etc. Eighth chapter he speaks about how we leave. And in the ninth chapter, he gives that most confidential part of it. It's understanding Krishna and then what you do. So in order to actually put this into practice, Krishna gives those four instructions in the 9th chapter, 34th shloka, Manmanabha Mandanda, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru, Mamesh Vaishyasitvaivam Atmanam Matparayana. Manmana, Bhavamat Bhakta, Madhyaji, Maam Namaskar. These four things. This is actually our fundamental. For the sadhaka, this is fundamental. Mind engaged in thinking of Krishna, becoming devotee of Krishna, Madhyaji, worshipping Krishna, Maam Namaskar, offering obeisance to Krishna. That way, Krishna says that you will become absorbed in me. And if you become absorbed in Krishna, you will go back to Krishna. So how we manage our absorption in Krishna, that is very, very important. Otherwise, we will be wondering how Advaita Prabhu put Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabala. Hey Mora Prananatha Janile Sakal. How did you understand? And then we will also very conveniently say that Advaita Acharya is a Parshada. So he can understand. I am not a Parshada, so how will I understand? Like that. Like that, some confusion may be. But then the method is given very clearly by the Supreme Lord Himself. Applying that method, fully trying to apply. Otherwise, we apply, or rather, we misapply, or rather, we partially apply, or rather, we apply conveniently. You know, these are all how we apply our application of this understanding of the scripture, of the instructions of the Acharya of Sri Krishna. Our application is at these various levels: partial misapplication, part-time application, conditional application, convenience-based application. And then, how can we expect Krishna to reveal himself to us? How can we expect that? How can we expect that all our distress will just vanish? Doesn't happen that way. Doesn't happen that way. It happens by this type of sadhana, this way of properly applying the instructions. So that is why Srila Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. So you simply study, understand and apply. So we have to simply study, understand and apply, then aimora prananatha janila sakha. Immediately. Once we understand, once our understanding becomes paka, then we understand. Then we realize that Krishna is the Lord. Krishna is the Lord of my life, and the only relationship that has substance is my relationship with Krishna. Everything else will vanish, and then you will be left. Katiyabe koraji bhave mane mane etadina churi kari bulae khane. He thought, oh my thief, where will you go today? You have been wandering about all these days, hiding just like a thief. This is Advaita Acharya thinking in his mind. Katiyabe koraji bhave mane mane etadina churi kari bulae khane. Oh my thief, where will you go today? You have been wandering about all these days, hiding just like a thief. The word chora means thief, cheater, or one who conceals his identity. The phrase churikari means deceiving by hiding one's identity. Now, this chori or chora or chor, normally, this chor, thief, one who is hiding, one who is hiding his identity, all these things. In this material world, these are not positive adjectives, so to say. They are not positive adjectives. Nobody likes to be called a chor, called a thief. But what is the reality? Reality is that as long as we try to lord over the material nature and independently enjoy without accepting the supremacy of Krishna, the lordship of Krishna, without accepting or refusing to accept lordship of Krishna, all such jivas are chora only, thief. Because we are trying to, or rather, because of our false identification, misidentification, we are trying to establish ownership over things that are not ours. That is one type of chori. Or assuming, presuming, declaring this is mine when it does not belong to me. That also makes me a thief. Right? Chora. Thief. Somebody who steals away somebody else's property. But here, this thief, the Supreme Lord, when he is called thief, it is actually a positive adjective to the Lord. It is a positive adjective as far as the Supreme Lord is concerned. Chora. He will steal away. He will steal things and he will hide himself. You know, in this context, Advaita Acharya is thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as thief, saying that you have all this time you have concealed your identity and not giving me that chance to identify you as my Pranath. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa Avatara. He is a hidden avatara already. So, from the general populace, anyway, he is hiding. That is why the general population has difficulty accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grand plan. Because again, as we saw in the previous slokas, it's already very difficult. Yeah. Among thousands of men who try for perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Correct. So, we are trying to be part of that hardly one group. We are trying to be part of that hardly one group. Whereas we don't know in our actual standing whether we are even part of the thousands who are trying for perfection. But we know that our aim or our target is to be among that hardly one knows me in truth. That means that we want to move into that, what can you call it, micro-minority, something like that. Already among thousands who strive for perfection, that itself, those thousands are by themselves a minority. And among that, there is this micro-minority, hardly one understands. So where do we stand in this with the person who is a chora, who does not like to reveal himself? What do we do? He is a thief. He will hide and he will steal things, you know, as the Supreme Lord, when he incarnated himself, Avatari Krishna, when the Lord himself came down, although he is called many chores, Ranchor, Chitchor, the most famous chore he is Makhan Chor. Lord Krishna, many chore he is, but Makhan Chor is the what gives him the most fame or infamy, as you may, that's what suits you. Stealing butter from the cowherd women. Stealing butter from the cowherd women. Now you see, understanding the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we say is very difficult, and unless he reveals himself, we are not able to understand. On one hand, we can see Krishna being the chor, the Makhan chor, stealing butter from the gopis. You know, the modern day analyst will say that it is just a naughty child who is going and breaking pots and stealing and eating butter and taking it and throwing it away and feeding the monkeys. Stealing from poor women whose only income was through the, you know, bartering or selling this milk and milk products. And this boy was actually just giving them a tough time, generally making life difficult for them. Because that's how it looks to the uneducated, to the unenlightened, to the mudha, this is how it will look. That a very naughty child creating trouble for all the ladies in the neighborhood. And by creating such kind of trouble that it affected even their livelihoods. That's one way of looking at the Supreme Lord's most intimate pastime of stealing butter. On the other hand, the Acharyas, the great Vaishnavas, the Vrajavasis, they all understand this butter stealing from a totally different perspective. They understand it from a totally different perspective. Actually, Krishna stealing butter from a gopi's house gave her the kind of transcendental bliss, ananda, that is unmatched. But then she would seemingly be annoyed with Krishna. She would chastise him, chase him. She would go and complain to his mother, Yashoda mother, that your son is stealing butter. But deep in her heart, she is enjoying the transcendental pleasure that is unmatched. It's unmatched. There is no other. You cannot compare this with anything. Because this butter, you churn, you have to first curdle the milk, make it into yogurt, and then you churn the yogurt to take out the butter. And now from where you get this milk, you get this milk from the cows. So just like, you know, Vedas and Upanishads are like cows. They give the milk of transcendental knowledge. And then the devotee, by his sadhana, is churning and churning and churning and churning. And then finally, waiting for Krishna to steal the butter. Because that's the aim of life. Have Krishna steal the butter. The butter should be such that it should attract Krishna. So this is how a devotee will perceive things. On the other hand, Mudhas will perceive it differently. So the Lord is a chora, is a thief. But the way he steals also gives pleasure to the pure devotee. Here also, Advaita Acharya is calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as chora. And he says, Chor, you are trying to hide yourself, but no, I have found you as what? My Prananath, the Lord of my life. So, getting to know the Lord as the Lord of our life, that is actually perfection. Until we come to that perfection stage, we will have to continue churning and churning and churning and churning, and the butter doesn't come. The butter doesn't come. You have to churn very intensely. You have to churn very intensely. And if you are only skimming the top, no butter will come. So if that is why the previous verses, it is said it's difficult to understand when the Lord doesn't reveal himself. Elsewhere in his purpose, Srila Prabhupada speaks about how even the Vedantis, one may be a Vedanti. Vedanti means one has studied the Vedas, studied the Vedanta, and then he can even explain Vedanta. So he is called a Vedanti. And Srila Prabhupada says that even they don't understand. They don't understand Krishna. It's because that milk, no? Milk is the source of this butter, basically. So if you are only accepting some skimmed milk, you know, if you have full fat milk, those who are in America will understand this better. You have this full fat milk, and then you have toned milk, and then you have skimmed milk, all types of, you know, artificial, imaginary, white colored fluids. And then you know that, you know, something called skimmed milk, whatever you do to it, you will not get any sort of fat out of it. So similarly, the Vedanti, who doesn't understand that Krishna is the writer of Vedanta, and through that Veda and Vedanta he is to be known. If he doesn't understand that, that means he is churning the skimmed milk. Nothing will come. So, a lot of milk he has got. He is churning also, sadhana also is to be. But then understanding does not come, because we have not actually, you know, you don't know what milk to use. Because Veda is like Kamadhenu. Give you whatever you want. So if we go and choose skimmed milk, naturally, no butter will come. No butter means no Krishna, no stealing, no perfection, no happiness. Simply, it will be a very tiresome effort of churning and churning and churning. It's a lot of churning. Looks like as if there is a lot of churning going on. But there is no substance inside the churning. So it's also very important that churning alone is not enough. There should be some substance to it. Because one may think that, yes, I am on the path of perfection. Things are going I am understanding everything. But then the churning does not produce result. That means the process is not applied properly. As we previously discussed, misapplication, partial application, application by convenience, all these things. All these things will hamper the interaction with that chora, that person who is trying to hide himself from us, or that person who remains hidden from us. Actually, he is never hidden. Even for that jivatma who does not turn towards Paramatma, the Supreme Lord is sitting. Supreme Lord as Paramatma is sitting with the same eagerness, saying that just come into my grip, then see how I'll hold you. But somehow Jiva, because of his conditioning, he doesn't come into the grip of Krishna. But that doesn't deter the Supreme Lord. He's there waiting. But then he is chora. He is chora. So Advaita Acharya is saying, Advaitera tani tora nalage chorai, chorera upare churi karibai thai. Your thievery will not work with Advaita. Rather, I will steal from this thief right now. The word chorai means the act of stealing. The second line of this verse is explained as follows. Advaita Prabhu thinks, just as my Lord Vishwambara, the covered incarnation, is deceiving me by concealing his identity, I will certainly take advantage of his present condition by stealing and plundering from this thief. In this case, I will openly worship him and disclose his superior position without him knowing. So Advaita Acharya takes this opportunity to worship Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Churira samaye ebe bujhi apane sarva puja sajjalaye namila takhane. Understanding that there was a proper opportunity for stealing, Advaita came down from his seat with articles for worship. The word churira means for stealing, for plundering, or for snatching. But in this case, it means for disclosing the complete supremacy of Sri Mahaprabhu, who, as the covered fountainhead of all incarnations, has concealed his actual identity by openly worshipping him to his Advaita Acharya's full satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most confidential Supreme Lord. Even more confidential than Krishna, in the sense that Krishna gave opportunity to even the non-believer to sort of believe in him by showing all superhuman activities. Right from the time the Lord appeared, you know, in the jail room of Kamsa, and immediately turning himself into four-armed Narayana and revealing himself to Vasudeva and Devaki. From that point onwards, the Lord has been, you know, one after the other, performing all superhuman activities. Nothing is a deterrent for him. He will do anything and everything and break all the laws, because he wants to establish that, yes, I am the supreme, I am the supremely independent, I will simply do what I want. This is something very, very difficult for the jiva to digest. But nevertheless, he showed. So that those people who are very intent on understanding this tattva of Krishna, they will catch on to each and every one of these points to improve and deepen their understanding. So Krishna gives that opportunity. In spite of that, we don't understand. That is a different thing. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the other hand, is Channa. He does not like anybody to say that he is a Supreme Lord. And he was very, very careful. And as a result of that, we see that so many people, they cannot understand. They cannot understand. But here Advaita Acharya is saying that you are a thief. You were hiding from me all this time. Now I will turn tables on you. Now I shall steal from the thief, so to say. I shall steal from the thief in the sense that you kept your identity hidden. Now I will steal away that part and I will expose your identity as a Supreme by openly worshipping. And you cannot stop. So like this, this is a very sweet leela between Advaita Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya. Vadya Arkhya Achamana Laya Saitani Chaitanya Charana Puja Acharya Gosani Gandha Pushpa Dupadipa Charana Upare Punafpuna Eishloka Padi Namaskare. Thereafter Advaita Acharya began to worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya by offering Vadya Arkhya Achamaniya sandalwood paste, flowers, incense and lamb. He then offered his obeisances while reciting the following. Namo Brahmani Devaya Go Brahmana Hidaya Cha Jagat Hidaya Krishnaya Govindaya. In the Vishnu Purana, Prahlad Maharaj prayed, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and who is beneficial, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of God and Lord Krishna. Commentary, the phrase Brahmanya Devaya means he who is worshipped by learned Brahmins. One wants to know the elaborate meaning of Go Krishna and Govinda, you should discuss Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary. The first verse of the Brahma Samhita. Jiva Goswami's commentary on the first verse of Brahma Samhita is very expansive. Where Jiva Goswami actually speaks about Go, Brahmana. And Krishna and Govinda. So, Advaita Acharya is worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, he is chanting Namo Brahmani Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha, that Supreme Lord who is Jagat Hita. He is always doing hitam, you know, that which is beneficial to the whole world. Some of these principles we must always try and keep remembering because it's very important. It is always Jagat Hitaya, meaning everything that he does is for hitam, for the benefit. And he is he considers cows very, very close to him. He considers Brahmanas to be very, very close to him. So, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. He always wants to do hitam for the goats, for the cows and the cows. As they say, the entire world goes behind Krishna. And Krishna goes behind the cows. So the only living entities who can say that Krishna is behind us are the cows. Because you can always, you're going to tend to the cows, you have to always be behind the cow. Whereas the entire, all the jivas are after Krishna, going behind Krishna. Those who are mukshus, those who want to tide over this material situation, everybody is going behind Krishna. And Krishna is going behind the cows. So, cows are that much dear to Krishna. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. So that Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate benefactor of all the living entities, Jagat Hitaya, considered especially, he considers the cows and the Brahmins. So to that Lord, we pay our obeisances. Advaitacharya is paying his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya. So I'll stop here, Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful elaboration on the meaning and the purport to all these verses. Really grateful to you. Really very, very heartfelt class. Thank you so much. So many instructions for us. I'd like to ask the devotees, if you have any questions or realizations that you would like to share, please go ahead and unmute yourself or you can raise your hand. Prabhuji, do you have time?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I just wanted to thank you for such a beautiful class. You were churning our hearts while you were talking about churning of the love for Krishna. So thank you so much. You're a big inspiration for all of us. Very grateful to you and very grateful for your association and coming on the call. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful class.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu. Class was very, very excellent. It was so much heartfelt that I really love the way you brought up this point of Krishna being Chaura and how in Purushottam month also we daily sing Chaura Ashtakam. Right, and then you brought up this point about the butter, that how you have to churn the milk, but that substance should be there. It's so important that how the jnanis, the karmis, they also do the same sadhana, but they just churn the milk which is toned or which doesn't have that fat so that the cream can come out. I really like that analogy, Prabhu. That was really very wonderful to be understood, to be explained. And as you said, that Advaitacharya now recognized that he is the Lord. He is the real Chora. And of course, Mahaprabhu doesn't like if somebody calls him Krishna. But yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Class was really heartfelt. So many instructions, so many positive vibes I could feel with your class. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association. Look forward for more of your association in future. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. If anyone has any questions or any realizations to share, please go ahead. Well, we can end the call here if there are no other questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for coming on the call and giving such a sweet class. Very grateful to you, Prabhu. As always, your classes are very sweet. Yeah, I'm waiting for the updates of Srimad Bhagavatam summaries in your YouTube, Prabhu. I do follow this playlist. Such a wonderful playlist. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your classes.
Hare Krishna. We'll end the call here by offering obeisances to Prabhuji and all the wonderful Vaishnavas who have joined us. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patita nam pavane bhyo Vaishnave bhyo namo namo. Ananta koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Granthraj, sorry. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace Govardhan Giri Prabhuji ki jai.
Ki jai. Jai. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna. Thank you, dear devotees. Ending the call.